Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Monday, July 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. A federal judge in Los Angeles has signed off on a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit brought by 5,500 women who say they were sexually abused by former UCLA campus gynecologist James Heaps. The settlement, approved by the U.S. District Court Judge R. Gary Klausner, requires UCLA to adopt stronger procedures to spot, prevent, and report sexual misconduct by campus employees. As for the 64-year-old Heaps, he has plenty of legal problems ahead. He's facing 21 counts of sexual abuse offenses in state court involving seven women. If he's convicted on all charges, Heaps could be sentenced to more than 67 years in prison. Well, it's still hot today, but it's going to cool down as the week continues.
Temperatures are coming down. You know, instead of extreme above normal, it's going to be slightly above normal out in those interior areas in the mountains and deserts, and that's for the next several days.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sirard in Lancaster, it's 105 degrees, warmer than Palm Springs, where it's just 101, right around 90 in the valleys, 80 in the LA Basin and Orange County. Nice at the beach, though, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the low 70s. One more thing. We will be under another statewide flex alert today at 4 o'clock, and that's because it's still really hot in California from the Oregon border to Bakersfield, and because wildfires in southern Oregon have scrambled power deliveries from the north. So skip the big electrical appliances this afternoon till 9 o'clock tonight and keep that thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. Last week, Orange County reported 1.5 cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 people. This week, it's up to 2.5 cases. And we're seeing similar increases in COVID-19 across Southern California. So why the rise? Dr. Kimberly Schreiner is an infectious disease specialist at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. She points to the state's move last month to ease most pandemic restrictions, to the summer holiday weekends, to the rise of the Delta variant, and to young people who have skipped vaccinations.
The younger folks, I think, have this misconception that they are not going to get as sick. And, of course, with this new Delta variant, or not so new Delta variant now, we can see that this is a highly viremic, in other words, the viral amount that this virus can induce in people that are infected is very high, and it can cause serious illness even in young people who were previously healthy.
And Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital, she's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. You know, early in the pandemic, the top COVID-19 hotspots were nursing homes. That raised questions about why nursing home staff wasn't better trained in infection control. That led to questions about how nursing homes in California are run. A bill by Calabasas Democratic State Senator Henry Stern aims to answer those questions. His Senate Bill 650 would require nursing home owners to disclose what they own and how they spend their money. Stern says big nursing home operators shuffle billions in insurance payments among the businesses they manage, and the state doesn't know if the money goes to patient care. Blanca Castro at AARP California, which backs SB 650, says we need to know where the money goes.
If it wasn't spent on increasing the number of staff, and if it wasn't spent on providing masks and gloves and gowns and shields so that you weren't using the same gloves when you were going in between residents, what was it spent on? And that's what we're asking with SB 650.
The state Senate passed SB 650 a month ago. It comes before the Assembly Health Committee tomorrow. Tomorrow also marks 9 weeks from the day when California voters will decide whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. They'll also decide who should take his place if he is recalled. State elections officials are making final preparations for the recall.
There are really two things on the recall ballot. The question is, one, should the governor be recalled, yes or no? If yes gets more than 50% plus one, who would you choose to replace him?
Secretary of State Shirley Weber, the governor, should he be recalled, his replacement would be whichever candidate receives the most votes. That person does not need to win a majority. Every registered voter in California will get a mail-in ballot. They're going to start to go out next month. Not sure you're registered to vote? Well, you can check on the Secretary of State's website. And if you're not registered, you have till Election Day, September 14th, to get registered. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.